I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. China's got a big appetite for energy, and that's expected to double over the next 25 years. So it's looking to the resource-rich South China Sea as a source of supply. China claims almost the entire sea as its own, but Vietnam, the Philippines, and others also have claims there, and they're welcoming the new U.S. military interest in Asia to help protect that. The World's Mary Kay Magsad reports from the Philippine island of Palawan in the South China Sea.
18-year-old Sara Osorio is bubbly and beautiful. She's enjoying her reign this year, both as Miss Palawan and Miss Kalayaan, the name of a contested chain of islands in the South China Sea. In a Palawan coffee shop, she shows me a video of the beauty contest.
Me. That was you in a red swimsuit.
Yeah.
Osorio says she wasn't so keen on showing so much skin. She joined the pageant to make a serious point about the Kalayaan Islands.
China is claiming Kalayaan as their own. Actually, Philippines have no capability to fight China. China is very big compared to Philippines.
Osorio grew up spending a month each summer on Kalayaan's biggest island. It's just a tenth of a square mile.
It's an island, no happenings, no entertainment. At 6 p.m., no electricity. Sleep. That's it.
So why do people choose to live there?
Just to prove that we have that island, and it's for the Philippines.
Osorio's parents are among the 60 civilians who claim residence on Kalayaan's main island. The idea is just to have a presence, and Osorio's family is doing its part. Her dad's a local legislator. Her uncle lives there, too. He's a fisherman. Osorio says he's had problems with Chinese boats near the island.
And he told me that Chinese people were around there at other area and fishing. And if you talk to them, they will harass you like that.
Like yell at you or what?
Yeah, just like that. And sometimes, of course, Filipinos fight.
Mostly shouting matches. But there's been more physical contact than that on the broader South China Sea. Over the past year or so, China has become increasingly aggressive about asserting its claim to almost the entire South China Sea. When ExxonMobil announced in October that it had found what looked like a sizable natural gas field near the Vietnamese city of Da Nang, China warned that foreign companies shouldn't proceed in waters China claims. Months before that, a Vietnamese survey ship shot a video of a Chinese surveillance boat severing the Vietnamese ship's seismic sensor cable.
You are acting very stupidly and dangerously. Stay away from the cable. Stay away from the cable.
The Philippines has had its own challenges. General Juancho Saban heads the Western Command of the Philippine Armed Forces. He shows off what he calls a Chinese donation to his marine patrol boats, a confiscated Chinese fishing boat.
They have GPS, they have radios, they do have air compressors, making use of an air hose diving about 50 meters.
And you normally wouldn't find this on a regular fishing boat?
No.
Saban thinks this boat was doing surveillance. It tried to ram a smaller Philippine patrol boat, so he says the patrol had to shoot to disable the engine. The Chinese who were arrested on the boat said they were simple fishermen. But Saban says they were promptly bailed out by the Chinese embassy and then disappeared. He says similar boats have left construction materials near islands the Philippines claims. Saban has promptly cleared them because when this happened on Mischief Reef in 1995, the Chinese erected a structure almost overnight and now have a permanent presence there. Mischief Reef is about 130 nautical miles from the Philippines and 600 from China. The International Law of the Sea says a country's exclusive economic zone extends 200 miles from its shores. But China says it has a historical claim to islands even further away because it found them and named them first. General Saban scoffs at that.
In layman's term, it's absurd, unbelievable. We can also cite historical records. When our fishermen went to China, up to now they have relatives there, descendants, then are we also legally authorized to claim South China Sea.
Saban sees China's new assertiveness in the South China Sea as being less about protecting questionable historical claims than about the fact that the Philippines and Vietnam are opening up the waters they claim to foreign companies. Shell and Chevron are already active in the Philippines, and the country is soliciting bids for 15 more offshore exploration blocks.
This year, there will be more drilling in the West Philippine Sea, and we expect that before the end of the year, more rigs will be in place.
Protecting an oil rig will be one of the military exercises the Philippines does with the U.S. military this spring. A Philippines delegation was just in Washington last week to talk about enhanced U.S. military support in the South China Sea. U.S. Admiral Jonathan Greenert, Chief of Naval Operations, spoke about U.S. interests recently at the Center for a New American Security in Washington.
This area is vital to the United States. We know that. And it's been an area vital to our Navy and our focus for decades because of the demographics, the trade routes, large economies. Five of our seven defense treaties are there.
Greenert said the challenge is to keep those trade routes open and peaceful while keeping belligerence to a minimum.
How do you have a conversation with somebody who is insistent that you're in the wrong place? You either stop talking or you keep talking and you watch how you ratchet up, if you will, the rhetoric.
China's view is that the United States should mind its own business and stay out of the South China Sea. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Weimin said in November, disputes in the South China Sea should be resolved through friendly consultation between directly involved sovereign states. He added that any interference from outside forces would only complicate matters. China would rather point out one-on-one to, say, the Philippines, that the $30 billion in trade it has with China could double in a couple of years, or China could punish it, as the Communist Party-owned newspaper The Global Times has suggested, for turning to the U.S. for more military muscle to counter China's claims. The Global Times has also remarked that these little countries in the region should stop challenging China's interests, or they'll hear the roar of cannon fire.
The Chinese should not tell us that we should get used to that. We have been used to sound of cannons the past 40 years in conflict areas.
General Saban pauses and adds, have they forgotten the Vietnam War? A small country can hold out against a superpower when its core interests are at stake. It can hold out even better when another superpower stands ready to come to its aid. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad, Palawan, the Philippines.
If you want to get a visual on the many competing claims in the South China Sea, we've got maps at theworld.org.